The Climate of Belief. How do we tackle a seemingly insurmountable problem before us, such as human-induced climate change? It's not real. Well, it is real. That simple, concise answer, that very wrong answer, has not served us well. When you see big, sooty plumes of smoke billowing from factory stacks in the sky, are you really telling me your intuition says that is of no real consequence, trending toward the negative? Do you think that combusting oil hydrocarbons into noxious flaming gases and pillars of tar-black smoke is no problem for us, for our lungs, for the compositional balance of our air? You are smarter than you're allowing yourself to be. You know that we are desecrating this earth. You know we need to figure out better ways. Some of us are trying, and some of us are only denying. People don't like inconveniences, do they? We evade them, even at our peril. I believe the term is apathy. Anything that calls our habits or morality into question, at least before the greater public gaze, we deny, deny, deny. We hypnotize ourselves with rosy narratives of innocence and personal immunity. Surely we couldn't be responsible. Who do you think we are, gods? We can't affect change as big as a planetary climate. Do you know how big this world is? The world is not so big for us. Study the grotesque new continent of plastics we formed in the ocean, and you will see our very sizable impact upon this finite globe. That one is not so abstract as an invisible atmosphere, though the number we're doing on both is very real indeed. Here is a common attitude of the moment. I just want to lead a peaceful, pleasant life. I deserve that. My parents and grandparents didn't have these concerns. They just lived their lives. I want that wholesome experience too. Don't make me think that in just living my life, day to day, that I am somehow and in some way contributing to the destruction of this planet. I don't believe it. To them, we must now say, the children whom you love so dearly, whom you protect, whom you would do anything for, your dishonesty to yourself about this very important matter is dishonoring them. You are degrading their future. They won't have the option to pretend anymore. It will be so undeniable, so tangible, so completely real. And they will know that you, among so many of your time, chose willful ignorance when there was still a chance to effect more timely change. Future generations will not view our lack of foresight kindly. That is already turning, and it looks to only intensify. It takes maturity to offset gratification, to take on more current burden for some nebulous benefit like a future in which we won't even be around. Fossil fuels have been our cheap energy high for a long time now, the dirty amphetamine fueling our plush lifestyle. We do have to kick this habit already. in the common parlance on matters of addiction, we have to admit that we have a problem first. If you love your kids, which you do, and you value a dignified and healthy future for them, which you do, start believing in this so-called climate change you've been long denouncing as political theater. Stop discounting science the second it demands some personal accountability and makes an impassioned plea for a shift in the paradigm. The evidence is irrefutable, even though you will always find some fringe group to refute it. You should leave that group. We have to be willing to end a fuel industry that has lived high on the hog for a long, long time. It is true that hundreds of thousands of jobs will need to be repurposed, and perhaps for some time, lost. Of course that has consequences. Infrastructure in the billions of dollars will need to be decommissioned. Empires of business will fall. It is daunting, and it doesn't even seem plausible to our minds, given the powers that be. But the truth is this: it is a matter of will. If we collectively say enough, that is the death blow to big oil. Say enough. Demand rapid change, destabilizing change, painful change, agonizing change. All of this is preferable to existential change. That is the sense of urgency we need. Be willing to suffer. People of the past suffered for the quality of life that you enjoy now. Learn about the fate of Venus and the runaway greenhouse effect, leading to a boisterous temperature near some 900 degrees Fahrenheit. Learn about horrendous pollution, ocean acidification, soil degradation. I'm not trying to make you cry, but it would be good for you to grow concerned if you're not. Don't say, "I'm not a scientist nor a politician. I cannot affect change." Your mere belief will affect change. Even if you take no personal action, your belief in climate change will affect its course. Of this, have no doubt. Because your belief will affect the belief of others, just as your non-belief has done so. If you think me holier than thou in this exposition, let me tell you, I am not. I am an over-the-road trucker by profession. I am more than aware of my own significant contribution to the problem, the thousands upon thousands of gallons of diesel I have combusted into the atmosphere by my labors alone. I don't like it. I'm trying to find something else to do with my skills. In the meantime, I do not deny that I am a part of the problem and that I need to change. I would love to drive an all-electric rig. Not that they are totally environmentally innocent themselves, but at least it's an overall improvement. There are many problems to solve. I am not prodding you to convert your roof to solar panels or to turn up your thermostat. I merely want you to believe. That is all I ask of you today. You determine tomorrow. Believe, and your like-minded companions might begin to believe too. This conversion of minds is what will finally tip the scales and bring about a critical mass level of change we so desperately need. For once you believe in climate change, you very much want change to happen. More than just being receptive to it, you will want it. And that will make all the difference.